What's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheese at TV, coming to you live on Thursday afternoon. Guess what I forgot to do? That's right. Knew there was something missing. Banky's about to come back in here and like yell at me. How y'all doing? Not a whole lot going on, but lots of people arguing about stuff on Twitter that's completely inconsequential. So to break up that monotony, I thought I'd come on here and say hi to you fine folks. See what's on your mind. See what you're thinking about when it comes to the green and gold. Oh, Michael, thank you. My hair was actually combed this morning. Now it's not so much, but trying to get this on before Banky comes back because he's going to yell at me. Let's make this happen, people. See how my face is like half dark. Get this light going on. Come on, baby. There we go. Oh, yeah. Now we're cooking with gas. Here we go. This is some quality BTS for you folks. There we go. Get the light. Look at that. Oh, yeah. Now. Oh, yeah. That is. See, now you can see my face. Look at that. Right when Banky got back. How about that action, huh? Not too shabby. The Real DK, thank you so much for the super chat. Oh, gosh. Yes. PFF says JT is slow. Please. I mean, that. All right. As we were talking about earlier this afternoon. Oh, shit. Here we go again. Look, it's one person's offhanded comment. It's not really PFF putting that out there. But it was funny to have them going after yet another Wisconsin player slash team. But yeah, no one on God's green earth thinks Jonathan Taylor is actually, quote unquote, slow. I think you're watching Big Ten football, you're half asleep as it is, and maybe he just is looking through glazed eyes. I think that's probably what it is. Boomer Fitness, that is unbelievably kind of you. Thank you for the super chat. Love the channel. How do you think the Packers will approach free agency and put the pieces together with the draft? Keep up the great work and enjoy a good beer on me. I most certainly will. Thank you so much. How do I think the Packers will approach free agency and put the pieces together with the draft? I do think Gutekunst, as most quality general managers do, wants to look to kind of augment positions where he's deficient talent-wise. Obviously, that will be, I think, pass catchers in general, not just wide receiver or tight end. I don't think he'll preclude either one of them. I do think he'll sign a wide receiver and or a tight end later on in the process. I don't think it's going to be a big splash signing in either regard. I think he'll probably kind of pick through the latter waves of free agency and possibly pick up a defensive tackle, possibly pick up an inside linebacker. I know Littleton, et cetera, those names have been thrown around. I'll be very surprised if he goes that route. I do think he'll sign one or two people later on in the process and then try to make sure that he's not boxed in when it comes time for the draft. I mean, ultimately, that's the idea. You use free agency as a bit of a tool to up the floor of your talent pool rather than trying to shoot for the moon like they did last year. But a lot of that was because of A, they had the capital, and B, they were completely deficient talent-wise on defense. I don't think that's the case this year. Now, obviously, they're not set by any stretch of the imagination, but they're in a much better spot talent-wise. Now, they still have holes. They still have issues like any other team. But I do think he'll use free agency much more as a tool to kind of augment positions rather than to, quote unquote, fix them as he did last year. And then when it comes to the draft, obviously they talk best player available. Everyone talks about that. It's always about the best player available at a position of need, right? And I do think there's a chance somebody's there at inside backer at 30. And I think that's much more likely simply because the talent pool takes a dive at inside backer after the kind of top guys are off the board. Whereas with wide receiver, you can probably still get a talented guy comparable to whoever you'd get at 30, say back at 60 later in the second round. I think the discrepancy talent-wise will be much smaller at wide receiver than it will be at inside backer. That's a pretty long, convoluted answer to your question, but you did give generously on the super chat. So I wanted to try and get as much in there as I possibly could. Jake, thanks so much for the super chat. Go after Osamale and let Turner Valdir battle for right tackle. I love Osamale. I loved him coming out. I loved the fact that he had some crap written slash talked about when he was coming out about being raised with women, and some anonymous scout said that, you know, worried him about his mental makeup and all that crap. And he just got into the league and balled out. I think that's the type of signing we might see. I do wonder about his market value, where, you know, where he might be, say, a day or two into the process, because I could see a team with a bunch of, you know, a bunch of cap space throwing big money at him. Now, do I expect that to happen? I'm not quite sure. But if he is out there after the first wave, I do think that's the kind of guy that Gutekunst could call, no doubt about it. How many years will the Smiths be with the Packers? I'm going to look into my crystal ball. Well, they're signed for 4 years each, and I would expect, barring catastrophic injury, etc., that both of them see the end of those contracts. Now, will they see a third contract, an NFL third contract, a second contract from the Packers? I think we're way far away from knowing the end game on either one of those, but I would be very surprised if they both don't see the end of those deals. Yes, Mel, thanks so much for the super chat. Favorite wide receiver with a high chance at 30? I like Mims. Mims is the hot name right now coming out of the combine. There's no doubt about it. He's in almost every other mock draft, if not every mock draft, to the Packers at 30. We'll see what happens after pro days. When free agency has come and gone, we'll see what the landscape is like. But Mims is a fantastic fit. I think Jefferson also is a guy you've got to consider there at 30 if he falls. Adrian, thank you for the super chat. How does one watch all Packer games sans DirecTV? Woo! Well, I've mostly done it with the DirecTV online package. You can get it without having DirecTV now, but you have to be in certain parts of the country to get it. Here in New York, we get it. I've spoken to people on the East Coast even who don't get it, who are in some rural area and it's not available. Other than that, sports bars are probably your best bet. Thankfully, the Packers were on a lot of national games last year, even flexed into some, so that helped as far as not having to rely on DirecTV. But, you know, I know you used to, back in the day, you could find illegal streams on Reddit, but they've really cracked down on those. But, yeah, your best bet is to get that online version of Sunday Ticket. Bryson, thanks for the super chat. If we could get an explosive inside slash middle linebacker, how good can we be? Very good. I think the ceiling is astronomical. I think you need to see development from Savage in a big way. You need probably one more body up front along the defensive line. But if they can solve those things and or get those things, I think they're cooking with gas. And I don't think for a second that you're going to see a drop off. I do think you'll see improvement and or more playmaking ability in the back seven if they get some kind of guy inside. It doesn't even have to be a three down player, although that would obviously be preferable. But yeah, I don't see a regression by any stretch of the imagination. Do you think Zach Bond could be a good option? He could be a versatile player in our defense. Andrew, I love Zach, love his game. I do worry about the interior lineman getting up on him if he's playing off ball, which I would think he talked about it at the combine. A lot of teams talk to him about that. He was a willing participant inside during Senior Bowl. But I do wonder how he'd fare in regards to, you know, really where Martinez struggled as far as, you know, those interior guys, the centers, the guards, getting up on him and taking him out of those plays, especially against the run. I think he'd be a great sideline to sideline guy. I think he's got all the athleticism you want. But yeah, that would be my one concern. But I'd love him. There we go. Lost the light. I'd love him in Green Bay. I love him with Patton and what they're doing. Einhorn, thanks for the super chat. Where were you when Justin Harrell was drafted? The opposite of the Aaron Rodgers question, right? That's a really good question. Where was I? I mean, there's the famous video of those guys in their basement, right? I want to say I was at Paul Kinnear's house in Appleton, Wisconsin, which is a shout out to an old friend who I haven't seen in a long time. But I do remember spending draft weekends at his place with Kinnear, Luke Laga, a couple other guys, and we would, you know, just buy large amounts of beer and consume it and watch the draft. Hi, Nags. Do you think wide receiver in this draft can make the big difference on offense that we need to make the next step, or will this depend on how A-Rod buys into the system more this season? Anthony, I think it's much more about the second part than the first part, although both are important. I've talked about this before. I don't expect anybody who they get in this draft to come in and just light it up, so to speak, and have a, you know, instant impact consistently. I do think there's some there's a chance that someone comes in and is able to contribute in a way that is complementary to what they already have in Adams and Jones, et cetera, give defenses something more to worry about, a little more explosion, a little more ability after the catch. Because I don't think they need somebody to come in and be Randy Moss 2.0, although, God, that would be nice. But they definitely need just more playmaking ability at the position. But on to the second part, I think that's the big key, is how much more can they lean into the running game, the Shanahan stuff, within the system, and therefore kind of elongate his career, you know, fewer hits, fewer stuff outside the pocket, less wear and tear. I think that's a big key. And I think a big part of this offseason is going to try, you know, LaFleur trying to get him to buy into it. Corey Banky looks like the guy that would sit on the back patio and watch the storm roll in. Travis, I've actually seen him do that at his house in Green Bay. So you have nailed it, sir. Nags, the solution to the defensive line stopping the run is simple. Bring back BJ Raji, also doubles as a Bears receiver. Salute to that. Alex Roundtree, beer. Ooh, JJ, that's a tough one. Bay Beach or Coney Island, who you got? Woo! That's a tough one. I mean, I grew up with Bay Beach, love Bay Beach, but I got to go Coney Island. That place is awesome. It is crazy, too. Do you think Woodson going into the Hall hurts or helps Leroy Butler? Well, I think it helps in the sense that more Packers, more light on the Packers, defensive backs, et cetera, is a good thing. But as far as, you know, Woodson's going to go in first ballot, that takes a spot away, it obviously hurts, which is unfortunate. With Martinez gone, who takes the mic? Really good question, Daniel. I would suspect whoever takes over that position, but I don't think it's automatic. I think there's a good chance it's Adrian Amos, actually, but we'll see. A lot to go this offseason before we get an answer to that, but I would suspect it'd be either Amos or whoever they get to play predominant inside backer. How solid has Gutekunst been so far? That's an interesting question. I think pretty solid. I won't say, you know, rock solid, but yeah, I think for the most part, he's been really good. You do worry about the decision to bring Jimmy Graham back last year. That was a head scratcher. Obviously, that first draft class not looking too hot outside of Jair. But for the most part, I really like what he's done. I loved what he did throughout the season last year. His pickups, whether it was Irvin, Valdir, guys who affected the game, helped them out down the stretch. I think his draft class last year looks promising. And for the most part, yeah, I think he's done a really solid job. Does the $8 million in extra cap space justify the release and dead money taken? It ran out.
Your light's not on.
My light ran out.
Good job with that.
Yeah, I just talked to so what did I tell you guys? Totally Banky was going to give me shit. It took all of 30. He literally just walked in the door, gave me shit. I didn't charge it, Banky. I didn't charge
it. Didn't you see the thing?
I got to charge it.
About your light? You have two lights.
I don't but it happened in the middle of the stream.
But you can charge one light and then not charge the other light.
See what I'm doing here? You see how I work? See this? The working environment, the abuse I'm subject to. Someone call the city and report LiveX.
Did you tell them we have coronavirus? Did you tell them you touched a door that someone who had coronavirus's friend touched?
Breaking news here at LiveX. Uncultured Barbarian, thanks for the super chat. Better hot dog style, Chicago or New York? I'll let Banky take this one. Chicago or New York hot dog?
Shut up.
Shut up is the answer. Boo, Corey. Employee harassment. Fantastic.
Employee harassment.
I'm a Cheesehead TV union rep.
Employer
call me.
Harassment.
Tyler said. He's a union rep.
The fucking thing's off.
Okay, so it went off. Good lord. We're going to be okay.
Someone sent us a thing.
Everything's going to be all right.
Someone sent us a thing that said, Aaron's got to have a better light. And I already gave you a light. Now you don't even have a light.
Because it went off. I started with the light. Is Corey HR too? Yeah, Corey's everything. What's it going to take to acquire Trent Williams via trade? Prayer? That's not happening. He's 30 plus years old. He's going to get paid a boatload of money. No, they're not going after Trent Williams. Great. We won't have Cheesehead TV anymore. Nags wear gloves. I'm doing all I can, man. Vikings Horn is part of ISIS. Now we're talking. Now we've got some real content to talk about here. You are correct. This is why we need transplants in the offseason. Hey, I'll tell you what. Speaking of transplants in the offseason, we just booked the studio for the draft guide only edition of Packer Transplants. We'll be filming yet again every offseason, as we do, a special version of Packer Transplants that's only available for people who purchase the draft guide. Yet another reason to go get your pre-order in. CheeseheadTV.com. Hey, hit like, hit subscribe. I'm going to have to run. I'm sorry, everybody, but I got to go beat up Banky for this light thing. No, I'm kidding. I just got to go. But thank you so much for dropping by. Thank you so much for all the questions and the super chats. Please hit like, hit subscribe. Let's get to 20,000 prior to the season starting. That's my goal. That's all I want in life. Okay, I want a few other things. But, and hey, if you really like what we do at Cheesehead TV, please consider giving us $5 a month on Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. Goes to everything like new lights and supports everything we do. And hey, if you are a Patreon member, you will get exclusive early access to said draft guide and that edition of Packer Transplants. So what are you waiting for? Go. Become a Patreon member. I don't know what Corey's phone is doing over there. Anyway, thanks a lot, everybody. Hit like, hit subscribe. Have a great night. Go Pack Go.